search for the best price while consistently outperforming its competition. Todd Gilbert Insurance. Large enough to serve, small enough to care. Good luck, Rhett, and go Bombers!
Is your health in the hands of true experts? At Baxter Health, their nationally recognized vascular surgeons, Dr. Heath Broussard, Dr. Kent Noctegal, and Dr. Nestor Arita, are leading the way in cutting-edge vascular and endovascular surgery. Their team is dedicated to providing high-quality, compassionate care, specializing in the latest endovascular techniques to treat complex blood vessel conditions. Ask your primary care for a referral to the Baxter Health Heart and Vascular Clinic, or call 870-508-3200 to schedule your appointment. Baxter Health, compassionate care beyond measure.
We're back here with one more quarter to play here. Mount Home Lady Bombers trailing the Springdale Lady Bulldogs 45-40. It's going to be Springdale's ball to start this, but Mount Home clawed back from a 10-point halftime or 8-point halftime deficit to cut the lead there to 5.
Yeah, spurred on by their intensity and their defense.
That's right. A lot more intensity for the Lady Bombers. Springdale set to inbound this as they get the ball. They're going to take a deep three by McCoy. It's going to bounce up no good. I'm sure that's not what Springdale's coaches wanted coming out of the half. That ball, that was 10 foot behind the three-point line. Yonkers gets the rebound. Comes, Mountain Home, drives, right lane, layup, rolls around. It is good. Mountain Home's playing downhill now. Springdale back quickly with it. They're going to get it up to Carolina Hernandez. She's going to get it to Charlene Hernandez. Good stop by Witten on the backside. McCoy drives the lane, throws it up. No good. Libby Faustus is going to come away with it. She's going to get the ball out of there to Lakin Moore. Mountain Home has the ball. Down 3, 7:20 left in this game. Moore going one-on-one against McCoy. Handoff, Mitchell. She thinks about the 3. She's going to drive. Jayla Yonkers catches it left wing, 15-footer up, rolls around, no good. Carolina Hudson's going to come away with it. Hudson brings it across timeline, gets it to Charlene Hudson. Hudson, floater from about 18-foot. Jayla Yonkers comes away with the rebound, and she skies over Tori Miller. Mount Home with some stops to start the second half. Let's get some points with it now. Yonkers, deep three, short. Misses everything, goes out of bounds. I don't mind that shot.
She was wide open, and she knows she can make it, and yep. She does it most of the time. I don't mind it at all. Mountain Home's done a really good job so far starting this fourth quarter to work the ball around. Every look they've had has been good.
Yep. Dixon coming in replacing McCoy. She's had some pretty wild shots here for Springdale.
Yeah, McCoy, she's not happy. They're gunning it.
Yeah, they are. And I think that's Mara McCoy's on the bench. She's not happy as she hears an earful from her coach. Springdale gets it across the timeline, facing the 1-3-1 for Mountain Home. Skip passing as Charlene Hudson has it at the top of the key. She's going to drive, take a long two-pointer with her foot on the line. She misses everything, and it goes out of bounds. Will be Mountain Home ball with 6:07 left. 45-42, Mountain Home trailing. Mountain Home going to set up a play here.
I'd like to see a score in the paint right here, Brad.
We're going to get a deep three. Actually, Moore's going to fake the three. Drive, left-hand scoop. It is going to be up, and it is going to be stuck between the basket and the rim. The good news is that's not going to be a jump ball because the foul happened before.
That's right.
The foul is going to be on number 21, Carolina Hudson. That's her fourth. Team's first of the fourth quarter. It's going to send Lakin Moore to the line where she's going to shoot 2. So far, Lakin 4-for-4 from the night. Has a chance to get this to a one-point game if she makes both of these. First free throw up. It's good. I like Lakin not settling for that deep three, pump faking and driving.
Yeah, she wanted it first. She thought twice. Took it to the hole. She's going to make her free throws.
Second free throw from Moore. On its way. Good. One-point game. 45-44, 5:52 left in this game. Intensity's up. Fan level's up. This is a fun one, Matt Norcross.
I'm fired up. I'm up.
Ball's going to go down low. McCoy is going to go up. She's going to take the foul from Coleman and make the bucket.
She finished really good there. They got us on a almost a cross-court pass. The old skip pass.
And yeah, it's a 1-3-1. Kind of caught Coleman in between.
Yep.
She was late, got underneath, came underneath McCoy. She made the shot. Now she's going to go to the line to shoot the free throw. It is up. It is good. So she extends the lead back out to four. 48-44, 5:41 left. Springdale sending a man to try to jump against Yonkers. Yonkers gets it to Moore. Moore takes the screen from McCarn, and then they're going to call it illegal screen. They're going to get Anna McCarn with an illegal screen.
Yeah, Anna was set. I like the screen. She just gave a little bit of a lean there.
Lean into.
And when the opposing player falls to the court, to the ground, they're going to call it 99% of the time.
Ramirez in for Hernandez as it's a turnover for Mountain Home. 48-44, 5:24 left in this game. Brooklyn Mitchell gets a hand on the ball, knocks it out of bounds. 29 on the shot clock. Livy Fossil is going to check in for Anna McCarn.
Anna played really good there. She got some big offensive rebounds.
1-3-1 here as Springdale's throwing it kind of back and forth over the top. Lakin almost gets to that one. Owen's going to drive the paint, kick it out. Charlene Hernandez, shot's going to be away short. The rebound's going to come away to Ramirez. Ramirez kicks it back out. Hudson, free throw up again, no good. Ball is going to be then ran down by McCoy, and she's going to call – Springdale's going to call timeout. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We're going to take them with it. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
Back here, 4:56 left in this game. Mountain Home trailing 48-44. Got a little Tommy Richmond playing in the background.
Yeah.
I don't know if Classic Hits 101.7 has ever had Tommy Richmond on it, except for during football and basketball games, but they have tonight.
Well, you know, we got a little time. Last night we talked about the coach's shoes. Should we talk about Springdale's coach's shoes?
I haven't seen them.
And she's rocking the Hokas, which I'm a big fan of the Hokas. Yeah. But they're built for comfort, not style. I'll just say that.
That's right. You know. That's right. Ball's going to be triggered inbounds. Jaylee Young is going to get a hand on it, knock it out of bounds. Mountain Home switching up defenses. No, we're staying with it. Mm-hmm. Hudson gets it up top. Dixon kicks it left wing. McCoy, three, on its way. No good. Coleman's going to pull away the rebound from Mountain Home. She's going to get it to Yonkers. Yonkers dribbles it across the timeline. Good defensive set by the Lady Bombers. Yonkers drives left side, goes up, and she's going to take the foul. Springdale's coach just chunks something about halfway across the court and goes over and picks it up. I don't know if she's mad at the official or her player. But Lucinda Ramirez is going to pick up the foul. It's going to send Jayla Yonkers to the line. She can't be mad that that wasn't a foul. Yonkers got just destroyed, doesn't he? Yonkers, free throw, on the way, good. I'm hoping she's mad at her defense for her players letting them drive right around her to the free throw line or to the layup. Second free throw up. Good.
I have so many funny things to say right now, Brad, but
hold off, Matt. Hold off. Hudson gonna bring it up top to Owens. McCoy gonna get to the feet to the paint. She's gonna drop it off. The ball is gonna be rebounded by Dixon. Dixon is gonna get fouled. It's going to be Whitten Coleman on the foul. It's her fourth. Team's third. It is going to send Akiah Dixon to the line. She's 0 for 4 for tonight. 0 for 5. Dixon's the one we need to foul. We need to keep that in our head as we get late in the game. She hasn't made a free throw yet. Hernandez checks in for Ramirez. Dixon, second free throw. It's on the way. It is good this time. Dixon makes her second free throw. 49-46. Mountain Home trailing. 4:20 left in this game. Moore inbounds. Yonkers will clear everybody out. They're going to send McCoy to try to double team. Mount Home quick passes. We should as they kick it to the corner to Coleman. Coleman tries to feed it down low to Fosness. It's a bad pass. It's going to be stolen by Springdale. They're going to be trying to go back with it quickly the other way as Carolinda Hernandez go or Hudson puts it up. No good. Livy Fosness pulls away for the Lady Bombers. You can dribble, Livy. She kicks it out. Mitchell, right side. Go to the hole, Brooklyn. Brooklyn takes it in, goes up, and they are going to call a foul. We're going to get a foul on Adriana Hernandez as the whole Springdale's bench acts like that the whole world came against them right there.
I didn't think there was much question.
No. I don't understand what – I don't understand.
Hey, Mountain Home did a good job of breaking the little double-team press there, getting the ball to Brooklyn. She took it in hard, beat their defense, and going to get rewarded for it.
Got to make free throws. She misses her first free throw. Brooklyn misses her first free throw. Mountain Home had been shooting well from the line the second half. That's the first one they've missed in a while. Second free throw, Mitchell puts it in.
Crowd's really getting into it now. This is a fun game.
Two-point game, 49-47, 3:48 left. Hudson kicks it out. Left corner, Hernandez, shot on the way, no good. Livy Fosness gets the rebound, and they're going to say she travels. They're going to say she traveled. Owens had both hands pushing her. Livy Fosness comes up like, what is going on? I didn't see if there was a foul. I didn't see the travel. I just saw the call. It's going to be Springdale's ball after the turnover, though, as Hudson's going to throw it over off the back of Whitten Coleman. She's going to get it. She's going to be fouled. We're going to get Whitten Coleman. I believe that's her fifth.
Yeah, it is. Whitten's played a good game. She brought a lot of intensity on the defense, and that's what we've had to have. And that's been the biggest difference in the second half. Second half, that's why we're in this game.
That's going to be Whitten's Coleman. She's going to be replaced by Lakin Anderson as Whitten's going to foul out of this game. She fouled out with 5 points. Great job on the defensive end. Brought a bunch of intensity. It's going to send Charlene Hudson to the line. Hudson, free throw. First is up and good. Three-point game, 50-47, 3:37 left. Hudson, second free throw up. It's long. Libby Fosness is going to pull away the rebound from Mountain Home. Still a one-possession game with 3:30 left. Mitchell is going to bring the ball across the timeline. She's going to be hounded by Hudson. She's going to get it to Livy Fosness. I mean, they're just grabbing her arms, and they're going to call a jump ball. Livy's going to have to be strong with that ball. She brings that ball down below her waist. They're just going to be hounding it, and they did it right there to grab the jump ball. It is going to maintain Mountain Home's ball, though. 21 on the shot clock, 3:22 left in the game. Mitchell. Going to try to get around Hudson. She's going to drive right side. She's going to take the bump, go up, and she's going to go to the free throw line. Okay. I mean, if they're going to call fouls down on one end, they need them on the other. That is going to be on Adriana Hudson. That's her second, fourth team foul. Now Mountain Home will be shooting the rest of this half.
One way to keep them from reaching in and taking the ball away from us, Brad, is to keep your dribble and take it to the hole.
Yep. Mitchell's first free throw on its way, no good. Second free throw up, good. Two-point game, 50-48. Mountain Home can't get over that hump. See if we can get a stop. 3:11 left in this game. Hudson girls going to play back and forth against this 1-3-1 zone. It's going to go to McCoy, left. She looked like she walked, got away with it. She's going to wildly go in, shoot the ball, miss it. Livy Fosness is going to try to get the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of her hands, out of bounds. Lady Bombers basketball. Got a chance to take the lead here on this possession with 2:54 left in the game. Lady Bulldogs up 50-48. Mountain Home with the ball. Chance to take the lead. Game that Mountain Home's trailed most of the game. They fought back. Moore going 1-on-1. Floater. It's good.
That's a great shot by Lake, and she took it to about the top of the key.
We're tied. Springdale back quickly. McCoy wildly throws up a three. No good, and it goes out of bounds. Springdale's coach not happy. One pass. McCoy shot that ball on the L from the Bulldogs, which goes down the sideline. She's wow.
She throws it up. I kind of like it.
I like it. That's like me.
Here's the good thing, Brad. Game starts over now. 50-50 with 2 minutes and 26 seconds left.
I like it.
With Mountain Home
with momentum.
That's right.
Mitchell's going to take a foul. It's going to be a timeout. I thought they were going to get a foul, but they're going to call a timeout. Mountain Home's going to get a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
We're back here in this final game of the Red Dog Invitational. The Invitational that has seen four teams, all with excellent records. I think no one had more than three losses coming out of this. And Mountain Home versus Springdale. These are the two best teams that have shown themselves. Both are 2-0. We've got 2:19 left. Mountain Home has the ball. Matt, what a game.
It's been a great game. This is a big possession for Mountain Home because Springdale has not... Have they led the whole game?
They have. Mountain Home might have had an early lead, but Springdale's pretty much pulled out. They were 8, 10, 12. It got to double digits there. Mountain Home just kind of fought their way back. And look at the Mountain Home's intensity. You can see it. They got a little pep in their step.
I loved it. I love it. I love watching these girls play. They're fired up.
Lincoln Anderson set to inbound the ball to Brooklyn Mitchell. Once again, Mountain Home. Whitten Coleman has fouled out for Mountain Home. Ball's going to be thrown down low. Livy Fosses, both feet in the paint. Going to go up. Ball's going to be short. She's going to get the offensive rebound. She's going to get undercut, and she goes up with the second one. The foul is going to be on Kara. Let's see who they're going to get. No, they're going to get Kiara Owens. That's her first foul. Fifth foul, as Livy Fosses is going to go to the line shooting two for Mountain Home. Free throw on its way, and Mountain Home has its first lead of this second half. Fosness makes the first free throw, 51-50, 2:07 left. Second free throw on its way, rolls around, drops for Mountain Home, 52-50. Now the Mountain Home fans getting into it. Charlene Hudson goes in, and we're going to have a bench warning on the Springdale coach. Hound dog. Bulldog?
Crying all the time.
Hound dog?
Bulldog? Whatever.
She's still pointing her finger at the official.
Yeah.
I don't know what she's mad at. I don't know what she's even mad at. They gave her a bench warning, though.
Please stop throwing those softballs to me. Please.
Springdale sets this up. Ball's going to be thrown down low. It's going to go on one side. And
great defense.
Libby Foster's going to go straight up. She's going to take the bomb. Mountain Home's going to come away with it. Ball's going to go ahead. Brooklyn Mitchell up. It is good. Defense to offense. Livy Fosness, great rebound. Springdale back with it quickly. Mountain Home, four-point lead, 1:34 left. We're going to drive the lane. Shot's going to be up. No good. Lakin Anderson comes away from Mountain Home, and she's going to be fouled. They're going to call a jump ball. Oh, my. Okay. It's going to be a jump ball. Lakin Anderson gets the rebound after the miss from Owens. They're going to call a jump ball. It is going to be Springdale's ball. They are going to rebound it under their own basket, down four with 1:27 left. It's going to go up top to Owens. Owens, corner. Hudson, going to put up the three. It's long. Jayla Yonker is going to go in for the rebound. It's going to be knocked out of her hands. It is going to be Mountain Home's ball. Four-point lead for Mountain Home. 1:20 left. Mountain Home inbounding the ball. Ball's going to be brought in. Timeout. Trying to get a timeout. We got a hold, though. We got a hold.
Yeah.
We got one official trying to call a five-second play.
We got official down here.
We got official down here
trying
to call timeout. And then the one that's getting it is going to get a foul. They are going to call a foul on Carolinda Hudson. Wow. That's going to be her fifth. Carolina Hudson is going to foul out of this game. It's going to send Jayla Yonkers to the line for Mountain Home.
You know, if you're not sure, you always go with the one in the middle.
That's right. I agree.
When I was trying to pass any tests in school, I was just answering the one in the middle. That's right.
C. Go with C. Yonkers at the line. First free throw. Rolls around. Drops. 55-50. Lady Bombers have fought back in this game. They have a lot to be proud of, regardless how this ends. Second free throw, pure.
I'd like to see that defense. Nothing change here.
Nothing change. I agree. Springdale with it. 120, down six. Gets it to McCoy. She's going to get it inbounds to Owens. Owens, both feet in the paint, kicks it back out to McCoy. McCoy, cross-court pass. Hudson, deep three. It's on its way. No good. Ball's going to be battled for it and out of bounds, and it's going to go to Mountain Home. Yonkers and McCoy were both fighting for the ball.
Yonkers has done an excellent job these last few possessions fighting for that rebound.
We're going to have a timeout. Springdale's going to call timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball here on Classic Hits 101.7. We got a good one, folks. Come back and finish this thing up.
At Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, you've got options to help your healing and get back in action.
I'm Dr. Jason McConnell, and we know that many injuries don't require surgery. By setting the right action plan, we can help athletes of all ages to work through and recover from injuries. That's incredibly rewarding. Dr. Rawls, Dr. Nick Souter, and I will provide quality care in an expedient fashion.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, number 3 Medical Plaza.
We got to come back with it. It worked for us this last quarter as we're coming back with a $1 million, baby. Mountain Home, 56-50 lead here with 20 seconds left. Matt, these Lady Bombers have fought back.
With a minute five.
Minute five left.
Yeah. Yep.
Minute five left.
Yeah. I'm an offensive first guy. I love this team because they can shoot the three. They can light it up. They can take it to the rack. I love it. But this fourth quarter is all because of the intensity defense and their defense.
16-5 out. Lady Bombers outscoring them in this quarter.
To me, it tells you so much about their character. These kids are awesome. I love it.
Love it. Yeah. It's fun. Mountain Home set to inbound the ball. 105, 56, 50 lead. Gets the ball into Mitchell. Mitchell going to go down the right side. Looks like she got away with a walk. I'll say it. Moore gets across the timeline. She drives left. Sets both feet in the paint. She's going to take the 10-footer. No good. Lakin Anderson comes away with the offensive rebound from Mountain Home. She dribbles it out. Kicks it out top to Yonkers. 48 seconds left. Mountain Home can play keep away now. If they can make free throws, Mitchell holds the ball. Springdale has to foul, right? Mountain Home has a timeout, and they're going to call it. Yep. Coach Leonard's going to call the timeout. 38 seconds left. We are up 6.
21 on the shot clock.
We're going to take a short break. We will be back. We're not going to miss any of this action. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hey, Rich Norcross with Mountain Valley of the Ozarks. Just because you are at work does not mean you do not have the opportunity to enjoy Mountain Valley spring water. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks specializes in the delivery of 2.5 and 5 gallon glass, as well as 5 gallon plastic bottles of pure spring water. Whether it's to an office, a warehouse, or any type of commercial setting, get Mountain Valley water delivered to your door. Call us today, 870-425-9565. Mountain Valley of the Ozarks, helping you stay healthy and hydrated while on the job.
Back here, fourth quarter action. Mountain Home has the ball, up 56-50, 38.5 seconds left. Matt, we were just talking about there. Huge rebound, Lakin Anderson. Lakin Moore did a great shot. 10-footer, rolled around, didn't go in.
You can't ask for a better shot, but Lakin Anderson with that offensive rebound, she had the opportunity, actually, Brad, to kind of go back up with it. It would have been contested, and it could have resulted in a possession change. So what'd she do? She dribbled it out, reset. What a great play, smart play.
Yep. Springdale's going to have to foul, right? They're going to have to foul.
Yeah,
they have to.
Now,
Home's got to be strong.
Got
to be strong getting the ball in right here. Into Mitchell. Clock starts, 20 on the shot clock, and she's going to be fouled. Charlene Hudson's going to foul Brooklyn Mitchell. Mitchell going to go to the line. She's going to shoot two. She's 2 for 3 from the line here. First free throw on its way. It's good.
Kid's got ice in her veins. Look at her.
This one's a huge one. This could make this a 3-possession game. I guess it already is. 7-point game. 3-possession game. That was a huge one. Second free throw on its way. No good. Springdale gets the rebound. We're back quickly. McCoy face the trap. She gets it to Hudson. Hudson going to drive the lane. Go up. They're going to call a foul? Okay. They're going to call a foul on 24. It's going to be Lakin Moore. It's going to be Moore's first foul. It is going to send Hudson to the line, though. Charlene Hudson going to go to the line. She's one of two. She was at the line just shortly ago. First free throw up. It is good.
Back to her. Needs to make sure they don't get caught sleeping. Block out here right. In case she misses.
They took back to a two-possession game, 57-51. Looks like it's going to be a free throw game from here on out for the Lady Bombers. Hudson's second free throw on its way. It's good. 6-point game. Sorry, 5-point game. 57-52. Hudson's going to come out. Ramirez is going to come in. Mountain Home needs to get the ball in to be strong with it. They're going to get into Mitchell. Mitchell's going to be fouled by Ramirez. Brooklyn was just at the line. She's going to head back to the line again.
5-point game with 28.4 left on the clock.
Need two of these.
Yeah, let's get this back to a three-possession game.
Mitchell's first free throw on its way. It's good. That's a good one, though. 6-point game. Makes it the most possessions that it can be. They have to hit two threes. Got 28.4 left. Mitchell, second free throw. Big one, and it goes down. 7-point lead. 59-52. Mountain Home just does not the foul. McCoy brings it across the timeline, and Mitchell steals it from her. Mitchell steals it from her. She's going to drive the lane. She's going to go and take the foul from McCoy. Great hands by Brooklyn Mitchell. She's going to go to the line again as McCoy is going to be forced to foul her.
I mean, you make two critical free throws, and you come back, and you get a steal. Now you're going to make another free throw. She made her first one.
8-point lead, 60-52. Mountain Home pulling away. Springdale can see it as their coach has their head down. They led most of this game, sometimes by double digits, as Mitchell's second free throw goes in. Mountain Home did nothing but fight back. Hudson drives, pulls up, three, on its way, short. Libby Faustus pulls the rebound. They're going to fight for the ball, and they're going to call jump ball. It is going to be Mountain Home's rebound ball with 11.1 seconds left. Springdale trailing by 9. Curious to see if they foul and let this thing continue on, or they let it play.
Libby wasn't going to let them take the ball away from
the backline. She was not. Ball inbounded more. They got to get it across half court. It's going to be a 10-second violation. Moore's going to be double-teamed. 2 seconds left. 1 second. And that's going to be the game. There's 11 seconds on the clock. I guess they didn't want to call a 10-second violation. Mountain Home with a huge come-from-behind win. 61-52 as they take down the Springdale Lady Bulldogs here in the third day of this Red Dog Class Invitational. Matt, what a game.
I'm having fun, Brad. I can't help myself. I'm having fun.
We're going to take a short break. Mountain Home wins this game 61-52. We will be back shortly with the Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine postgame show. You've been listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This holiday season, make Jeans Good as New Consignment Shop your go-to for all things merry and bright. From cozy winter wear like coats, scarves, and boots to festive holiday sweaters. They have everything you need to keep the entire family warm and stylish without spending a fortune. Decorate your home with holiday treasures and find unique gifts that are as memorable as the season itself. Give a gift that's sure to wow. Stop by and make this season sparkle at Jeans Good as New, 718 Church Street, right off the square in Mountain Home.
Discover your smile's best friend at North Arkansas Dental Group. Their family-friendly practice welcomes you with open arms, providing expert care from Monday through Thursday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Conveniently located at 2338 Highway 62 West, their new facility offers a warm and welcoming environment for all your dental needs. From routine checkups to